Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great to be with you on a snowy Monday morning, but nothing that's too rough. It's out there, no doubt. Be careful, but it's one of those storms that's kind of nice. You know, it's not too huge, and it's a winter wonderland. Gotta love it. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. Much to get to today. Is obviously, it was a pretty full weekend of sports on the local scene. 76ers. I mean, just looking phenomenal. I mean, fantastic. We'll talk about that. Flyers get a win over the weekend as well. Flyers, Penguins tonight. Sixers, wow. I mean, you start dreaming dreams here with where this thing could head. Harper, Machado, not signed. Look, we'll get into it all today. 888-729-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Richie Rich. What's up, bud?
Joe, you share 70% of your DNA with a slug.
Ooh.
Joe DeCamera, and a slug have 70% of the same DNA.
And why is that?
Well, it's not just you. I mean, it's humans.
Okay.
We are more like slugs than you may have thought.
Oh, well, clearly we are.
Yeah.
All right.
Not just, I tried to make it sound like it was just you.
But yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that.
It's pretty amazing, though.
Okay.
A lot of similarities when you really boil it down.
Not a slug, John Ritchie? 76ers starting five. Not a slug.
No slugs out there.
Not a slug. All right, let's go.
Hey, not just the starting five.
Whoa!
We
got a team in Philly.
Looked pretty
swift
and unslug-like.
How about it? All right, let's get to it. 888-729-9494. Obviously, if you're at the game yesterday, we want to hear from you. If you watched the game yesterday, we want to hear from you. And, of course, if you're a 76ers fan, let's roll. 888-729-9494. First of all, it's just fun weekend. I mean, my God, what talent. You see it in those first two games with the whole squad. I'll just say this out of the gate. Most talented 76ers team, I believe, since 84. Okay, that's obviously when, you know, you started having some crumbling. Of course, Chuck joined after that, joining the 84 draft. But I'm talking about when you still had Moses really kind of in his prime. Doc started declining at some point. Andrew Toney's foot, ankle injury started setting in. So I think you got to go back 35 years since we've seen a 76ers team this talented. And yes, that means more talented than the 0-1 Sixers. And I don't think there's even any debate. Way more talented. 0-1 Sixers, one of my two favorite sports teams of all time, Philadelphia, along with the 93 Phil. So no disrespect to them. Love that team more than this one right now. But talent, my God, this team's got talent. And I'll tell you this, John, and much to discuss, and again, everyone, from what you saw and what you think here as a Sixers fan at 888-729-9494. John, to me, you know, I'd said on Friday that I'd rank the Celtics above the Sixers. You had as well. I'm ready to flip-flop that. To me, Sixers to the one spot. And even beyond that.
That's quick.
It is quick. It was a quick change.
Don't you think you're getting a little ahead of yourself Joe?
No, I don't. And even beyond that, John.
I mean,
even beyond that.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
It was exciting.
No, it's phenomenal.
It was exciting. I mean, boom, exciting.
Yep.
But come on, man.
Come on, I'm saying that. I think they're better than the Celtics.
Don't go crazy. John, don't go a little
step
too
further.
Far.
I'm not even done.
See, you need to slow down.
And
you
wait.
Need to stop
and like
again, before you go somewhere.
And like a Ginzu. And yet there's more. Wait, there's more. Look, Golden State's the best team in the NBA, and Golden State's probably going to win the finals. But I will tell you this, John. Yesterday was the first time that I've watched the Sixers where I said to myself, they actually could beat the Golden State Warriors. Now, look, Golden State is all-time.
They just did.
No, but I'm not.
They can beat them in a game.
No. I'm talking 4 out of 7. Look.
A series?
With the Sixers put it, Golden State
You've
puts.
You've definitely taken this.
Dude, they put some serious. I mean, the talent they put.
I know.
Do me a favor.
Unbelievable
talent. Don't bring
talent.
Me down right out of the gate here. I mean, that one was unbelievable what we saw the last couple days. I know Golden State walks on the floor, and they as Brett Brown would say, they walk in the gym, right? And they got talent. Well, so do the Sixers. That 5 is Simmons, Redick, Butler, Harrison, Embiid. I mean, that is some firepower. Look, I want to hear from everyone today, 888-729-9494, what you saw over the weekend from the Sixers and what you project moving forward. John, what'd you make?
Ben took a three.
Yeah, that was awesome. Almost made it, too.
In and out. It rimmed out.
Not the end of a quarter, by the way.
Yeah, right. It wasn't a desperation three. It was an actual three-pointer. It was his third attempt of the season, and it kind of looked good. I tell you what, just keep doing that. Get that on film. That will eventually change the way people play you, hopefully, if you keep doing it. I think that alone tells me that Ben is committed to getting better, you know, himself. Like, he is doing the things that we know he's uncomfortable doing.
Yep.
I think that
you think he
the
did
fact
it?
That
you think
he did that with this new group here is it sort of signals, like, listen, man, it's about now. Like, now that we've got this assembled, it's time to, you know, get serious. Like, we do have the talent. After the game, immediately after the game, Joel Embiid, the Lakers game, is interviewed on the floor.
Great
and
interview.
He says, we are ready to compete, essentially. Like, we have what it takes to go to the finals, to compete against the Warriors. I'm assuming, maybe I'm reading in a little bit, but I don't think Joel Embiid is saying, hey, I think we're ready to compete in the second round of the playoffs.
I agree.
In the Eastern Conference. He's talking about competing for the whole shebang. He's not, you know.
No, I loved it.
Not second guessing, like, what level of competition here. He means that this team has the talent to do what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I will not argue that. It looks completely different. It looks like out there on the floor, we know Joel has improved, vastly improved, just this season. But now the guys around him, Ben, not a great shooting day.
Right.
But at least he's trying to shoot. And then the rest of the guy, it feels like we've got wave after wave of guys who drain it.
Yeah.
You know, like, once upon a time, and not very long ago, we were lamenting our inability to shoot the basketball, aside from J.J. Redick. And now all of a sudden,
I agree.
We got an army of dudes out there who are putting that thing up, and it is going down.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Thank you, Elton Brand.
Yep.
And you are wonderful. You have done everything I could have hoped for and more. And Tobias Harris, if there was any doubt, and there was doubt from me last week, I mean, I'm not saying the world is good and, like, Tobias Harris is a perfect player, but he is a much smoother, more complete, amazing to watch, seemingly incredible guy, too, by the way. Everything I hear him say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
He's phenomenal. What an ad. What a piece. And I have faith. I have faith that that's one of those guys. There are some guys you watch on the floor where you're just like, he owns this. You know, like, he, no matter what he chooses to do, it will be the right thing. I already feel that way about Tobias Harris. It's like, you know, when he spots up and they, you know, they whip that ball around the horn, it comes to him, great ball movement, you know it's going down. And his teammates do, too.
Yep.
Like, that's how I felt. Now, granted, all this needs to be taken with a grain of salt because that is against one of the worst defenses you will see play in the NBA this season, the Lakers. I mean, it's atrocious.
Yeah, they're
like historically bad over the last three games. Seriously. They've given up. Look at the number of points they've given up. They're terrible.
Let me tell you something. You and me could have scored 10.
Yeah.
I'd score 10, you'd score 0.
Well, maybe not you. Yeah. Right.
I set you up for that one,
it's
John.
It's amazing. Everything I could have hoped for and more. Some of it was against
that.
Because it's against a bad defense. But, Joe, I mean, glowing review from me, that's for sure. But what you're saying is crazy town. Like, what you're saying is you getting caught up in the excitement and applying it and jumping overboard with it. Like, it becomes a joke. Like what
no,
you just
no,
said,
that's not fair.
A team that just got assembled, while very talented, is like on par with the Golden State Warriors.
I didn't say on par.
Just flat out wrong.
All right, okay,
you are being a huge Sixers fan. I don't blame you. Yeah. I am too. But when you say we're ready to take on the Warriors, I say I call BS.
All right, here and good luck. 888-729-9494. So a couple things. On the Warriors front, I mean, look, Sixers got a lot of work to do, as we know, to get there. It's going to be a tough East. They're not going to have home court advantage, probably in the second or third round. They're going to have to win on the road. My expectation as we sit here today is they're going to get to the finals. I think they're the best team in the East. I didn't think that 4 days ago. What I saw right out of the gate with these guys, which only should get better, by the way. So right out of the gate.
Well, that's amazing. Right, I felt like it could not have looked any better this early.
And here's the other thing. I'm glad you referenced the Embiid interview postgame. And, you know, I'm sure some people saw it, some people did not. I loved what he said, John, not just about how, you know, they got big-time talent to go out there and compete, however he phrased it. But he also comes to the table with, we got to get better.
I love that, too.
I'm telling you guys.
Well, a lot of times, though, he puts it on himself, too.
No, I know.
He's not pointing that, you know, that finger outward saying, like, you know, we didn't play well. Like, he usually starts it with himself, which is a great sign of a leader.
It's tremendous.
Like, I had to play better. Like, I stunk against Denver. I had to play better. I'm going to keep working to get better from here. And we all can get better. Like, I love that.
That's huge.
Yeah, that process that he uses.
That mentality from the best player on a great team, I am certain can drive this thing forward. And so I love that. Regarding Harris, you brought up Tobias Harris.
Joel Embiid is the most rootable player in the NBA. No, seriously. Not just for Philadelphia fans. I'm saying, like, anyone who knows anything about this sport.
Yep.
Should love Joel Embiid.
Love the guy.
We are so lucky.
I totally. Jeez,
man.
Totally.
I don't want to get into it.
I'm with you.
I cut you off.
Tobias Harris. So let me say this about Tobias Harris. Watching him the other day, yesterday specifically, and there's a line from Rocky, and I don't even remember the context, but there's a line from Rocky where Rocky talks about filling gaps. I don't know if it's either like Rocky 1 or 2. Like someone fills gaps or something fills gaps. Tobias Harris fills gaps for the Sixers. The gaps were when you kick it to someone on the wing who wasn't a great shooter. Or, you know, Covington, who was a decent shooter, but he couldn't put it on the floor. Or a guy that couldn't finish well at the rim in transition or in the half court. Like Tobias Harris is the answer to the wing deficiency the Sixers had. He fills gaps. That guy does the job. I mean, to think that J.J. Redick is the fifth best starter, that Jimmy Butler might be the fourth best starter. I mean, that blows my brain away. I'm telling you guys, 35 years since the Sixers have lined up with this kind of talent. 35 years. So it is exciting as hell. They do have a great shot. And yes, Golden State is the favorite and should be the favorite and the whole deal. I get it. But I'm watching the game, and I'm curious if anyone agrees. I'm watching the game yesterday, and I'm saying to myself, my God, for the first time, I actually believe this team this year, no more future, although that's in play too, this year they've got a shot to win the NBA frickin' championship. I couldn't believe it when I thought it's a beautiful thing. 888-729-9494. The excitement of it all, what you make of this team. We'll get inside the Ben Simmons magic thing. Pretty interesting and annoying. We'll talk about that. The latest on Harper, Machado, the whole deal. You guys know the drill. 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.